Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Beltoff with Farm Bureau. CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture, and Sandy Deutsch and husband George in Spencer County have done quite well with this type of farming arrangement.
CSA is a good way for citizens to get their produce directly from the farmer and also help the farmer in that they pay for it in advance, and that helps the farmer have working capital to get ready for the summer season.
That's generally how it works, and while each farm may have slight differences in their arrangements, it's all spelled out before a customer signs up. Deutsch says it works well for them.
Yes, it has. We're in about our 10th year of doing the CSA. We do ours a little bit differently. We do have one that is similar to other people's where you get a box of produce for 20 weeks.
So during the growing season, they make deliveries of those boxes of produce, whatever's in season, a set amount, to a central point for customer pickup. So as farmers, they know where they'll sell their crops, and their customers know it's coming right off the farm. She says a good relationship.
Oh, yes, very good relationship. Quite a few of our customers come back year after year and do it again.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Spencer County produce farmer Sandy Deutsch says the CSA customer relationship in her case is almost year-round.
The majority of my people have already signed up. I start sign-ups right around the first of the year because that is when the farmer is needing the most money to buy their supplies and seeds and things like that. So it helps the farmer the most, and it also helps us plan to know how many people we're going to need to be able to provide for.
But she suspects many CSAs can accommodate a few extra customers, and we'll have a contact website for you in a minute.
I know of other CSAs across the state, even in really small rural counties out in the state, they still have a very good track record with their community-supported agriculture memberships.
She says the best website is with the Kentucky Ag Department. Go to kyagr.com, and on the homepage, just click on Community-Supported Agriculture. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.